FM 90.3 WJTL, Kim Walker Smith, Throne Room, Andrew Rip. Before that, good morning to you, Annie and Fred, with you at 7:02.
Hey, good morning. A happy Tuesday. Oh my, how embarrassing. A happy Thursday.
There you go.
Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and dedications tomorrow at 5. Listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com. You can also post your requests on Facebook every Friday afternoon for the Friday requests and dedication hour at 5 here on FM 90.3 WJTL.
Our very special guest today from the Samuel School, Headmaster Robert Peck, is here. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Annie.
So great to have you here. Thank you for the beautiful little flower arrangement you brought us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Is that from your house?
Yes.
Yep. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
It spices up our studio.
Yeah, very thoughtful. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I want to say hi to Dr. Myers at Dayspring Christian. He retired this year after 46 years in education.
Amazing, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And tell us all about the Samuel School.
Sure. We are a principal approach school just like Dayspring, but we're located in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And so we just celebrated our 10th year this past year.
Wow. That's so great.
10 years. I remember when you came on the first time.
I know. Amazing.
Time flies, right?
Yes.
So tell us where you're located.
We are near the Chick-fil-A near in Swatara Township, right. Which is, you know, kind of the east side of Harrisburg.
It was the old WITF building, right?
Right across from it.
Right
that's
across
right.
from it, right.
Yeah. Yep.
So tell us what is new happening at the Samuel School.
Yeah, so we are opening up this past year. We piloted, it's called a CAP program. It's this capital area apprenticeship program, and I'll talk more about that during the next break.
Okay. Well, just give us a few details.
Yeah. So the idea is that, you know, sometimes Christian education can be kind of expensive for families. And so this is a way to bring cost way down, because what happens is the students work in apprenticeship programs and they create wealth for their employer and learn a trade. And then also they can use that wealth to kind of offset the tuition that families would normally have to pay.
Whoa, that's neat. Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, how about if folks want to visit the school, if they want, do you have any open houses coming up or anything like that?
During the summer months, not so much, because we know we're on summer vacation, right. But definitely they can call or visit our website at samuelschool.com.
Very cool. We'll talk more with Robert coming up in just a bit, so stick around. Unspoken and Mike Donahue with more music next.